This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, November 30th. God's word to you today is fulfilled. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 1, verse 20, and it says, "As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. 'Joseph, son of David,' the angel said, 'do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit.'" One of the most indisputable things about life is the accuracy of prophecy. I often say that if someone says that he is going to die and rise again on the third day, and he is able to pull it off, I will follow that person. However, our focus is not on the resurrection of Jesus, but on the body of proof of the fulfilled prophecies. Jesus is actually Lord, and he is the Messiah. Very often in life, we encounter situations where people challenge our faith, and sometimes we are unable to defend it. And this makes us doubt ourselves. I've had seasons where I doubted my faith, and they led me on a journey to discover for myself if this Jesus is true or just a fable. My prayer is that by the time this season is over, your faith will be founded upon the rock that is unshakable. Have you ever doubted Jesus? Or have you ever been so challenged about your faith that you could not quite defend it? It is nothing to be ashamed about. Peter and Thomas found themselves in similar situations. Sometimes it is the difficulties that we are faced with that cause us to doubt God, as if God has ever said to us that we will never go through difficult times. There is nothing like that in the Bible. What God promises us is that we will be victorious. Yet, you cannot talk about victory without going through battle. However, regardless of our experiences, we cannot take away from God. God is God by himself. Still, it is important for us to dwell on subjects like this, because the church sometimes assumes that everyone's faith is rooted and grounded. Sadly, at the end of the day, some people actually become disillusioned, questioning God, and embracing all sorts of strange things. One of the keys that make the Lordship of Jesus infallible is that his life was prophesied in great detail centuries before he was born. We are going to be looking at a few but pivotal prophecies from the 300 plus prophecies about Jesus. We will take a prophecy, show where it is from in the Bible, then go into the fulfillment of that prophecy in Christ Jesus. Then we'll look at the relevance of the prophecy to you and me. The first prophecy is that the Messiah would be born of a woman. Genesis 3:15 says, "And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." The fulfillment in Matthew 1:20 and Galatians 4:4, which says, "But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law." The relevance of this prophecy to us is that the very first prophecy about the Messiah in the Bible was fulfilled in the person of Jesus. Let us pray. Jesus, you are the rock of my salvation and Lord over my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.